I've looked at Clint as a grandson.
Hey, for the record, I did not call either of you a gray hair. I just said that you guys don't let anybody on the show unless you have gray hair. That's what I said.
Okay.
And we always put you up against a hard break.
Yeah, I told him, I said, Tommy, don't hit me with a hard break. Just tell me goodbye.
I love these guys.
They know the talk. We saw you on the golf course yesterday immediately following the news break. And we agreed not to comment on what you commented on, but given almost 24 hours to think about it, I've asked everybody today to give us one word to sum it up. And it's been, you know, safe. It's been, what'd you say, Roger?
Well, you got
settled.
Disappointed, antsy, delusional, stunned, settled, surprised, backward, quicksand, patience, asinine, safe.
What do you think? Esoteric.
What's up with number 14 think?
One word, huh? Good Lord. I guess settled probably is a good term. I mean, I think that it's option number two. You know, you go out there, you see if any of the slam dunk, you know, guys will take it, and they obviously didn't. And then, you know, what's your next step is to either, you know, promote a guy or bring a guy in. That's first and foremost going to keep the coaching staff in place. You know, my concern is just what I saw on Saturday was a lack of intensity. There was a lack of you know, the guys. There was zero fear. You know, the fear factor that was there with Trino was that if I didn't hustle, if I didn't give 100%, if I didn't do things 100% all of the time, not necessarily right, but just give my all. Whether it was chasing down a muffed punt or, you know, chasing the ball, you know, if there's a turnover or a backside defensive end chasing the ball down when it's a sweep the opposite direction, I just didn't see that. I didn't see the sense of urgency that I saw, you know, in the last 3 or 4 years.
Is there any chance that this offense has gotten so good in our eyes that we just think, well, they're going to score 40 points a game anyhow, and that somewhere in the back of their minds they actually think that, and they probably are capable, but they need somebody to every two or three games crack that whip?
Yeah, I mean, there's a real good chance that we and them has I guess, you know, believe the hype, so to speak. I don't know, Tommy, what, you know, in my opinion, I think we're unproven. You know, you got a really good tight end that's going to be better than everybody thinks he's going to be.
Yeah, great. You're right about that.
You got a running game we didn't see, you know, that I think you'll see with Nile. You know, and you got a Kobe Hamilton who can play. I think outside of that, you know, there's a lot to be seen, in my opinion. I think we lost a lot more than we're acknowledging with the three receivers that left us.
Yeah, I think everybody – it's interesting how quickly everybody's saying this team is self-governing. And I do agree with Clint. I think it's important – you know, even Ken Hatfield, he's a nice guy. There was an edge to Ken Hatfield as a coach that you knew you better do the right way or you were in trouble. I do think it's good for a coach to have a fear factor. And that's interesting when Clint brought that up yesterday. You know, John L. Smith, I don't know if he's that kind of coach or not. I don't know. I don't think – it doesn't seem to be that way. Yeah.
The time that I've spent around him, David, was, you know, obviously the special teams coach and great guy, exactly what you want a special teams coach, a lot like Joe Avezzano. When it was special teams time, he was as intense as you could possibly be. The special teams showed that. But other than that, the players loved him. He was happy-go-lucky and you know, things were good. So – I not that he won't do a good job. I don't want to say that at all. I just, in my opinion, man, I really, when the sense of urgency thing, you know, David, you know it. You've played when you practice, when you walk, when you leave the locker room every day with a sense of urgency, it changes your whole way of thinking. It changes your whole way of playing, and then on Saturday it shows. And I think that's what we're missing in this whole thing with Bobby Petrino leaving is. You know, let's be honest. Bobby Petrino, he didn't mold these players. He put an offense on the field that allowed us to recruit good players, that allowed us to recruit from coast to coast. He hired coaches that developed these players. Bobby didn't develop players. What Bobby did was he demanded those guys walk a little bit differently, talk a little bit differently, and if they didn't, they had to answer to him. And, you know, that just creates a whole different tone at practice, and it obviously just bleeds over into the game. So that's my concern, is that you lose that edge, and I think that that was a real true advantage for us at Arkansas.
So you think this is a one-year deal, and then there will be the mad scramble for the lead mad scientist out there that's available?
I think it depends on what we do.
In my mind, Clint, why not say a year? Because when you throw out 10 months, I mean, anybody that reads the paper looks up and goes, 10 months? Why not a year? And I think I understand that, but from a recruiting standpoint, maybe. I don't know.
You just said something. Excuse me. You just said that it depends on what we do. I mean, there's no way that John L. Smith stays the head coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks, even if we win a national championship.
Oh.
Absolutely.
What?
Absolutely
what?
Absolutely he will be.
Yeah. I was about to say, there's no way. I'm telling you, if you win 11 games, I don't care if it's a 10-month contract, it's going to be tough for him to leave.
I agree.
It's going to be very difficult.
Just promised Weber State a national championship.
Yeah, he did. In his press conference at Weber State 4 or 5 months ago, he said, we're going to win a national championship here at Weber State. He did. I swear to you, we just heard him.
Hey, he's got high hopes, man. Oh, Jerry Jones said, you always shoot for the moon because if you miss, you'll hang with the stars. I don't know.
Well, we did learn one thing yesterday. If you want to improve Clint Sterner's driving by about 50 yards, just tell him John Elsman.
fellas. Good Lord. I don't know, man. But, you know, you touched on it, Tommy. That's the other thing that I think that is really going to lose some momentum here. You know, whether we think it's a good hire or not is that recruiting. I think we had we had something, in my opinion, that I knew Arkansas could win and you know, be in the national championship hunt because we did it in 98. You know, we did it in 98 with a bunch of Arkansas boys and Texas and Louisiana boys, and we didn't go outside of those three states, and Oklahoma, I guess. But, so I knew we could win, but it was going to be one of those, hey, get a good class, build around it. Every 4 years, you've got a chance to win. Then we graduated, and then you get Matt Jones, and you get, you know, you make a little run, and then, you know, he graduates, you get McFadden and build a team around him, and he makes a little run. But Bobby, you know, with the way he was recruiting, you were starting to see, I think, Arkansas stack years on top of each other. And I can honestly say that I didn't think that would ever happen. I didn't think that, you know, with the national perception of Arkansas and the conference, and you put all these things together of who we play and how we played them in the past, and the national perception of us not getting credit when credit's due, and guys on the West Coast not knowing where the hell Arkansas is. I never thought that a coach would come in and be able to recruit coast to coast, and you know, we were there. And so that's what scares me a little bit about this thing, is you lose momentum in the recruiting.
Well, I'm sure that they'll pick your brain in the next show, too. I hate to tell you this, but it wouldn't be the same if I didn't tell you this. We're up against a hard break.
Hey, you got to love some Tommy Smith. Fellas, I appreciate y'all having me.
Thank you, Clint.
Thanks, Clint.
All right, guys.
We'll be back in a minute. 433-1037. We got about 10 minutes left. And why don't you get a nap today, Roger? You're really worrying me.
Oh, man.
Get some meds.
He looks soggy.